Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Blessings and Prayers for Caregivers by Annetta E. Dellinger is a compact Christian devotional written for people who provide ongoing care to others and need brief, accessible spiritual support in the middle of demanding routines. The book belongs to the devotional and faith-based encouragement genre, with a clear focus on scripture, prayer, and gospel-centered reflection rather than extended theological discussion. Its purpose is practical and pastoral to offer short readings that can be picked up quickly, absorb without much time, and use for renewed focus on Jesus as the source of strength, hope, and encouragement. The format reflects the realities of caregiving, where time, energy, and emotional margin are often limited. Instead of presenting a large meditation program, the book provides concise moments of reflection designed to fit into a purse, pocket, or daily pause. That portability and brevity are central to its identity, and explain why it appeals to readers looking for immediate spiritual nourishment in a caregiving context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a devotional built for the pressures of caregiving. The book is shaped around the specific conditions of caregiving, where fatigue, interruption, and emotional strain can make long reading sessions unrealistic. Rather than treating caregiving as an abstract theme, it responds to the actual rhythms of a caregiver's day by offering short devotional entries that can be read quickly and revisited often. This matters because caregiving often leaves little room for structured spiritual reflection, even when that reflection is deeply needed. The book's concise design makes the material usable in fragmented time, which is one of its most practical strengths. It does not attempt to solve every caregiving challenge or analyze the role from a clinical or social perspective. Instead, it gives readers a small, repeatable source of encouragement that can be integrated into the day without adding burden. In that sense, the format is part of the message: spiritual care should be accessible even when a caregiver is exhausted. The book's usefulness lies in how closely its structure matches the lived reality of its audience. Secondly, scripture-centered encouragement rather than general advice. A defining feature of the book is its reliance on brief gospel-focused readings paired with scripture verses. This gives the devotional a distinctly Christian framework and separates it from secular caregiving self-help books that may emphasize stress management, boundaries, or emotional resilience without explicit spiritual grounding. Here, the source of renewal is not simply better coping, but attention to biblical truth and prayerful reflection. The use of scripture also gives the book continuity and authority within its intended religious context, allowing each reading to function as a reminder rather than a long argument. Because the entries are brief, the verses likely carry much of the interpretive weight, encouraging readers to meditate rather than consume information quickly. This approach is especially relevant for caregivers who may feel depleted by constant demands and need a stable point of reference outside their own effort. The book therefore presents faith not as an extra layer of encouragement, but as the primary means through which strength and hope are received. Thirdly, Jesus as the source of hope, strength, and renewal. The book consistently directs attention to Jesus as the central source of encouragement for caregivers. This focus gives the devotional a clear theological center and keeps it from becoming a collection of generic inspirational thoughts. The repeated emphasis on hope and strength suggests that the book is not merely trying to comfort readers emotionally, it is trying to reorient them spiritually. For caregivers who may feel invisible, overwhelmed, or responsible for sustaining others at personal cost, that reorientation is significant. The book frames renewal as something received from Christ rather than manufactured through self-discipline alone. This distinction is important because caregivers often face a quiet pressure to remain strong for everyone else, even when they are depleted themselves. By pointing repeatedly to Jesus, the devotional offers a restorative logic. Endurance is grounded in relationship, prayer, and trust. The result is a book that speaks directly to spiritual exhaustion and suggests that caregiving can be sustained by dependence on Christ rather than by constant personal reserve. Fourthly, a portable companion for moments of limited time and energy. The book's physical and practical portability is one of its most recognizable characteristics. Sources describe it as something that can be tucked into a pocket or purse, which signals that it is meant to travel with the reader and be used in brief intervals throughout the day. This portability is not merely a convenience feature, it reflects a clear understanding of the caregiving environment. Caregivers often move between tasks, appointments, and interruptions, so a devotional that requires a fixed schedule may be less effective than one that can be accessed in passing. The book, therefore, fits a use pattern based on immediacy and repetition rather than extended study. That design also influences how readers engage with it. They are likely to read a short passage, reflect briefly, and return later as needed. In a category full of longer devotionals, the book stands out for matching spiritual content to the practical realities of mobile, interrupted lives. Its form reinforces its purpose by making encouragement available exactly when it is most needed. Lastly, targeted support for exhausted caregivers within Christian devotional writing, within the broader field of Christian devotional books. Blessings and Prayers for Caregivers is distinctive because it narrows its audience to people engaged in caregiving and addresses exhaustion directly. Many devotionals speak in general terms about faith, perseverance, or comfort, but this book is aimed at readers who may be physically tired, emotionally stretched, and spiritually in need of refreshment. That specificity gives it practical relevance and helps explain the positive reception described in the source material. Readers appear to value its brevity, gospel focus, and usability, suggesting that the book succeeds because it knows exactly what problem it is trying to solve. It is not a comprehensive caregiving manual, a psychological guide, or a theological study. Instead, it occupies a smaller but important space, short faith-based encouragement for people who need a moment of renewal without complexity. This focused identity is what differentiates it from more general inspirational books and makes it particularly useful for its intended audience. In conclusion, Blessings and Prayers for Caregivers is best suited for readers who are actively caring for others and want a brief, scripture-based devotional that can meet them in the middle of a demanding routine. It will be especially useful for family caregivers, church-based caregivers, and Christian readers who prefer short readings over longer studies. The main benefit of the book is its practicality. It offers a manageable way to pause, pray, and refocus without asking for much time or mental energy. Its spiritual value lies in the way it consistently returns the reader to Jesus as the source of strength and hope, which makes it more than a simple collection of comforting thoughts. Compared with many books in the caregiving category, it is narrower and more immediate in purpose. It does not try to explain caregiving from every angle. Instead, it provides faith-based refreshment for people who are already doing the work. That clear focus, combined with its portable format and devotional tone, is what makes it stand out among similar books. If you would like to support Annetta E. Dellinger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.